92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There are problems going on all around our country beyond the coronavirus. One of them is happening down in the Big Apple. Our country's biggest public transportation system is on the brink of collapse. New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority burned through the last $4 billion it got from Washington. They are now spending $200 million a week just to keep things operating. And on the horizon, not too far away, they are seeing a $10 billion deficit. So they're appealing to Congress for a bailout. What are the options? What could they possibly do? Well, they could cut service dramatically and hike fares, but that could alienate people who depend on the MTA for affordable transportation. They'd have to triple their rates in order to make up the difference, which would make a subway ride, a single subway ride, $9. And that's a lot. They could also cut labor costs, but oh, there's a big risk there. They could suddenly be in some ugly battles with powerful employee unions, and nobody wants that. Even if they did both of those things, it still won't be enough because ridership and revenue are going to continue to be down for some time because people are abandoning the city and others aren't leaving their home and traveling around as often. The collapse of the MTA could mean the entire regional economy gets screwed and federal help is pretty unlikely. Although, Senator Chuck Schumer believes that the transit system is the blood, arteries, and veins of the city, and he's doing what he can to try to save it. It's not going to be easy.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.